This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Democratic majority U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of President Donald Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove the president from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for Pence to respond. Neither Pence nor any cabinet member has given public indication of supporting such an action involving the 25th Amendment's provision allowing for the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to declare a president unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. Now, Trump and Pence met late Monday at the White House for the first time since pro-Trump rioters attacked the U.S. Capitol last week. And what now about the insurrectionists, the alleged traitors who were apparently trying to violently overthrow the government of the people, by the people, and for the people? A Florida man spotted carrying a lectern belonging to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office in a widely circulated photo during the Capitol assault was released Monday on $25,000 bail. 36-year-old Adam Johnson was arrested Friday night on the charges of government property theft, violent entry. Johnson has not yet entered a plea to the charges. Well, President Trump travels to the Alamo, Texas today, along with the Mexican border, to trumpet his wall and his immigration policy. Julie Walker has more.
Alamo is named after the San Antonio mission, where a small group of Texan independence fighters fended off Mexican forces during a siege. Most of them died, but the mission became a symbol of resistance for Texans, who eventually defeated the Mexican army. Trump's visit, no doubt a symbol of the president's defiance, comes as he spends the final days of his presidency isolated, aggrieved, and staring down the prospect of a second impeachment. After